It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio. This is Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle from the 2024 NFL Draft. Broadcasting live from Detroit's new home for sports, ESPN Bet at Hollywood Casino Greektown. Mel Kiper player profile.
Drake was outstanding in 2022. Did he regress a little bit late in the year where he had some problems with precise passing, missed some open receivers? Yes, he did. But talent is in abundance. Size, arm strength, athleticism, mobility. Talk about he lost his offensive coordinator and his top receiver. He's 21 years of age, super gifted. Think about him. He just needs to sit a little bit, watch and learn. He's to tighten up that delivery a bit. But as I said, the skill set that he has bodes well for the type of franchise quarterback he's going to be expected to become at the pro level.
Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle, broadcasting live from Detroit's new home for sports, ESPN Bet, Hollywood Casino, Greektown. The profile there, the great Mel Kiper of Drake May, who joined us yesterday. Canty with us in an hour. Fortenbaugh here. By the way, there's a few things we need to make sure we clean up leading into the draft. As all the latest news and information, Adam Schefter tweeting about the movie Draft Day, which we love, or I love. These guys have never seen it. There's been all kinds of conversations about Kiper. So Kiper, to me, was the guy growing up that I thought was the number one when it comes to just, like, the specifics of a sport, right? When you would look at, like, Dan Patrick, Greeny, obviously the icons, Stephen A., etc. But specific to a sport, there's nobody like Kiper with the NFL draft. I would go to the NFL draft every single year as a kid. And I actually got on TV the year
that... What?
Yeah.
You go to New York every year.
I'm from New York.
You go to the draft every year.
And if I'm not mistaken, you would write down every pick too, right?
I still do.
He has to write down every
all
pick.
All 7 rounds.
You what were all your girlfriends doing while you were doing this?
You know what's amazing? It's such a good point. How did I marry the girl of my dreams? Because I've known my wife my whole life, and I had a crush on her my whole life. And she married someone that voluntarily went to the draft and wrote down all 7 rounds?
Every year. I still do. You're going to sit there tonight and write down all the picks? Where are you going to watch this? Hotel room?
I think we're going to a little bit of it, but then obviously we got to get back. But
so are you going to bring your legal pad there so you can write down Chicago-Caleb Williams-USC-quarterback.
This is important because in this day and age, we don't really have any sort of manner in which we can record information.
100%.
So it's smart in case you need that down the line.
Yeah, I'm glad that he has his legal pad with him because you never know when you're going to need those notes. It's not as if you can just have them on you at all times.
I fill these things up. And as soon as it's done, I chuck it, and I move to the next one. I just fill them up and chuck them.
Oh, come on, really?
Hundreds of them. Same. I love these legal notepads, but I fill them up and I chuck them. What am I going to do with them?
And it's not as if you're going to...
I've kept every one since 2003.
But you're not going to forget that Caleb Williams went number one to Chicago and that he's a quarterback from USC. This is information you don't need to record and keep for years. It's going to be right here.
I don't know what to tell you about this, but I was getting to the Kiper part of this.
Sure, sorry about that. That's
no,
on me for derailing
it's
it.
It's fine. So,
I think it was important.
I'm fascinated by his day. Like, what does he do all day?
His Super Bowl?
Yeah. What do we think he does?
Well, I mean, you've got fighters who, when they're waking up, they're rehydrating, but they're very specific about their diet, the timing of when they wake up, whether or not there's a nap, whether or not they're walking, getting the body ready. Like, that's a routine I'm very much interested in.
Yes.
UFC fighters, boxers. Do you think Kiper's doing the same thing? Like, is he getting up any earlier or any later than he normally does? Does his shower take place at the same time?
Yes, cup of coffee.
What do you think he had the night before? You run half marathons. The diet the night before, very important. Carbo loading, getting ready. What do you mean no?
I'm the worst example of this because I don't train for half marathons. And I eat
excuse
like a
me.
Steak the night before and a glass of red wine.
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
It's actually incredibly irresponsible, and I will hurt myself at work. But you know what I'm interested in with Mel Kiper? We know that he has pumpkin pie every day with sugar-free Cool Whip.
Fat-free whipped cream, yeah.
Fat-free whipped cream. Excuse me. That's very important. What time does he eat that today? Does he get it here in Detroit? Does he bring it from home? Is it a specific brand? I need to know more about the pumpkin pie consumption today, you know?
Great question.
Have we ever done at ESPN like a reality show around Kuiper or like a day in the life? Like of what today is like behind the scenes for him, I'm fascinated.
I would watch that immediately.
Yeah, I would be very interested.
But the amazing thing is he preps so much, he probably doesn't have to do any prep.
Well, does
today? No. Today, it's the haze in the barn.
Yeah.
Like, all the work is done. Today, he's just kind of showing up, and it's the – do you think – I asked Field Yates this because we were talking to him at one point, and we asked him about J.J. McCarthy. And then we went to a commercial break, and I was like, are you done with that question? We've asked you it five times already over the last couple of weeks. You have been answering that question for 3 months, and you always sound good when you answer it. Are you just done with the question? Like, at this point, do you think there's anything you could throw at Kuiper that he wouldn't immediately have an answer for?
No, he's got all of the answers.
You'd have to make a guy up from a smaller school and be like, you know, sixth round or does he go undrafted and see if, like, he's good enough to BS you through this made-up character. He probably would know flat out, like, no, you're wrong. That guy doesn't exist.
I should tell you one other thing, by the way. When I went to the draft as a kid, there was 1 year the Giants drafted Tyrone Wheatley, running back out of
Michigan. Yeah.
And I gave, like, a fist pump on TV, and I was probably, like, 12 or 13 years old. And I have it. I'm going to try to tweet it out or give it to Rob, our social guy, because it is it's fascinating. I did not wear the hoodie-jacket combination, but I will show you guys this because you can't actually see this on TV.
Oh, my gosh. He's wearing a black oversized polo shirt with the white crew neck underneath. Really great full head of kind of, what is this, 90s hair here?
Little puffy.
I was going to say.
Puffy hair.
Little puffy.
Right away, the first thing you think is.
The same way.
First thing I think of is that's the 90s.
Yes.
That's the first thing you think of when you see this image here.
We're going to
try to get it. Very excited. Nice jawline. Nice jawline.
That went away.
Lean.
It's important to note this. He's doing the fist pump really aggressively and saying, go Giants. So yeah, wasn't a Patriots fan at this point. He's so pumped that the Giants made this pick. He wrote it down in his ledger and then subsequently defected to a new fan base because he's a front runner.
No. This has been discussed quite a bit. I feel like I don't want to get in the middle of that whole thing.
There's no argument.
It's just fact.
But where's the jersey? You show up to the draft. You go every year. You write down every pick. You wear a black polo shirt with no logo.
That's a good point. No jersey.
No jersey. For as diehard as you are, you look like an accountant.
Then or now? Both.
Now? No. Does the accountant do the hoodie thing now?
I don't know. What
probably not.
Like
no, I don't want my accountant wearing a hoodie.
No way.
All right, accountant needs to look nerdy. Like, I need to be able to trust the nerdiness. I need the lawyer to look a little mischievous. Like, there's certain things I need to see.
My accountant this year, I went in, and he was wearing a pashmina. He looked like he just got off a great vacation.
I don't know what a pashmina is.
I don't either, but I wasn't going to say it.
Wait a minute.
I just nodded. Did you notice where I was
laughed?
Like, yeah. I fake laughed, yeah.
Thank you.
Is it a fake laugh?
It's a courtesy laugh, right? Courtesy laugh.
You can't courtesy laugh in a pashmina.
This is all show business.
There's no courtesy laugh with a pashmina. Nobody knows. That word is so long and so hard to say. You're allowed to say, I'm sorry, I don't know what that is.
It's so
long. You
don't
courtesy laugh that.
No, I wanted to pay off. I thought Smalls did a nice job. I wanted to pay it off. Why should my lack of couth bring down her conversation?
You fake laughed a pashmina.
A pashmina is not an unheard of thing. It's another word for a nice scarf.
Well, then why don't you just say scarf?
Yeah, I agree with
Because why would I say a nice scarf when I could say pashmina.
That's fair. I would do that, too.
And a pashmina holds a little je ne sais quoi. You know, it's not just a regular scarf. It's a pashmina.
Now it's a heat check. Now we're just getting all our shots up. Now we're throwing everything out there.
Right. I can't believe Fortenbaugh fake laughed the pashmina.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, see, it's show business.
Very disappointing.
Here's a pashmina.
Okay. We're going to show each other everything on our computers now.
Beautiful. Lovely.
That's what we're going to do. When are you ready, by the way, Fortenbaugh, as we get back into the draft here? When are you ready? Because you teased that you've got this big thing that you're just holding back on that you can't believe you could bet it here at ESPN.
Well, it's a bet I very much like, but it's not when you hear it, you're not going to be like, oh, my God, this is earth-shattering. I want to make it clear. It's just a bet I really like whenever you want to do it.
Well, I don't want to screw you over.
No, it's okay. I'm locked in. I'm
so
where I need
go.
To be.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me set this up.
It feels like you would want to push this later in the show to keep people listening. But I mean,
agree.
If this is your first day here, we can
do it
right
now.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm intrigued, Joe, because when I asked you about this about an hour ago, you were very steadfast in the fact that you wanted to wait and sit on this bet.
There's two key reasons. Number one, I don't know if I bet as much as I would like before it moves. But number two, the TV show today is at 4:00. And we have the best bet segment. But the best bets have rules. You can only lay so much juice on a best bet, right?
Okay.
And once this moves and it goes out of range, I'm going to need to find another best bet. And then that's going to be a whole pain in the... It's like a whole process with how this works. The machinations, Carlin, shout out, the machinations of how that show works in the behind the scenes. If the price gets out of range, I don't want to have to find a new best bet. That's it's like there's a selfish TV element to it as
I
well.
I understand.
By the way, ESPN 2, 4 p.m. Eastern today. It's going to be a great show.
Be locked in.
Yeah. I'll be suited and booted. Suited and booted.
Doesn't sound like he wants to do it.
I want to do it. I do want to do it. I'll find something better for later, too, if need be.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the bet that Fortinbaugh said,
should probably bring it up.
I believe that this is actually going to be available to me. This is a man that you hear here on ESPN Radio, noon until 3 Eastern time, every single day with Chris Carlin. And a man today you'll see on ESPN 2, ESPN Bet here in Detroit at 4 p.m. Eastern. A man who fake laughed a Pashmina.
Courtesy laugh, not fake laugh.
A fake laugh that became a courtesy laugh. And here he is with his best bet.
All right. It's an over-under.
Okay.
So it's the draft position. Will this player's draft position be over a certain number or under?
Okay.
I'm going to go over 11.5 for the draft position of Georgia tight end Brock Bowers. That's the bet. It's minus 130 right now. I think it's going to end up surging. Here's the logic. Outside of the Jets at 10, which you'll notice this number is 11.5, dancing right around the Jets. Outside of the Jets at 10, who is the target in that general vicinity that would be interested in Brock Bowers? Not a knock on Bowers. Hell of a talent. But in terms of team needs and everyone around there, at 11, quarterback, Minnesota. 12, Denver, quarterback. 13, Raiders, quarterback. In front of the Jets, you have teams like the Falcons who aren't looking for a tight end. The Bears aren't necessarily looking for a tight end compared to what else is out there for them at 9. This is a bet that is all based on the Jets and everyone consistently linking Bowers to the Jets. I don't think the Jets are going to take Bowers.
Neither do I.
I think it's either an O-line or if a wide receiver falls, or maybe they trade up. Isn't there a connection between Joe Douglas and someone in the front office for the Chargers right now? So, like, the 5-10 swap could be very real if the Jets want to go up and get one of the top wide receivers. Neither here nor there. But this entire bet is predicated on Bowers going to the Jets. I don't think he goes to the Jets. Therefore, I see value in all of this anti-Jets Bowers connection. So that's the bet right there. That's the one I love. It's Bowers over 11.5.
Can I give you a crazy wild card on that?
How about this? Yeah. How about the fact that you built the whole thing up, you asked for it, I delivered, and no one's saying anything? No one's even reacting.
Oh, I'm going to fake laugh.
I would like a fake laugh right now. Right now, a fake laugh, a fake, wow, that's really
something fake. That was unbelievable, Fortinbaugh. I've never thought about this.
There you go.
Thank you so much for doing this.
You're welcome. I'm thrilled to be here. I was saving this for everyone. You guys are the best. See, that's how that works.
What's the payout again?
It's minus 130. You got to lay a little bit of juice. It's not a huge payout here. This is just I love that wager. I love that wager.
Okay.
All right, here's what I actually like.
Now, when it hits, when it misses, I'm not coming back tomorrow morning. I'm not going to be accountable
for that.
We'll
never mention it.
Obviously.
Yeah. Here's what I thought of when you were bringing this up and you were setting this up.
Draft day?
No, is there
what Costner would have done?
Is there a crazy Brock Bowers team? And I thought about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
For you to lose the bet, hypothetically.
What a guy.
Couldn't you see the Chargers taking him at 5?
Ooh, that's
insane. Harbaugh's just like, he's not a wide receiver. He's not a tight end. He's just a weapon for a quarterback that I love in Justin Herbert. I'm thinking as Harbaugh, like he's from a winning program. I'm just going to figure out what to do with him.
I could understand that because losing Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, you need to get some weapons around Herbert. But Harbaugh has always struck me as a build a bully type, right? We're going to build in the trenches. We're going to win the war up front. We're going to run power and we're going to run it down your throat and we're going to set the tone, right? Like that's how he likes to coach football. I think it's all about just big, beefy, dominant linemen. That's what I think. But I don't think you're wrong, considering they have a need for weapons. Like, what the hell is the point of paying Herbert all this money if he's got no one to throw the ball to?
Well, you're paying him all the money to make B wide receivers into A.
Yeah.
One of the quarterback rules. Pay quarterbacks to help wide
Circling
receivers.
Back from an hour ago.
You pay quarterbacks to help wide receivers. You don't pay wide receivers to help quarterbacks.
So that's something you probably talked about recently with Josh Allen. Losing Steph Diggs.
I actually like it for the Bills.
Yeah, I can understand
that.
That's why.
Yeah. All right, coming up, we're going to do some reckless speculation. It is draft day. We're here in Detroit. We're going to play around with some of the current players, star players around the league. Are we sure they may not get traded today? We're at ESPN Bet in Detroit. We're on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are live here in Detroit. ESPN Bet, Hollywood Casino, Greektown, Joe Fortenbaugh, Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen. Here on Unsportsmanlike, Canty's going to join us in the 9 a.m. Eastern hour. We're going to do some reckless speculation leading up to round one of the draft tonight. Of course, all the coverage here on ESPN Radio, ESPN Television, and ABC. But, Joe, let's actually talk about ESPN Bet for a second, because part of the amazing growth and evolution of ESPN Bet, the brand, is not only the ability to bet, obviously, by way of the app, your TV show and other TV shows on ESPN Bet, but what we're in right now, like the actual casino part of it and the branding all around the country. Explain kind of the evolution of this. I think it's important that people understand as they're watching us and listening to us, this unbelievable facility we're in here.
A brick and mortar, right? This is the first brick and mortar. Like, the branding is complete. They had the ribbon cutting, I believe,
yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Right, yeah.
Yesterday was the ribbon cutting, and then here we are. I mean, the square footage is set up perfectly. There are plenty of TV. Like, that's exactly what you're looking for if you want to fire on some games and you want to sit down and you want to have a good time while you're watching it, right? The evolution of the sportsbook in Vegas, it's crazy what happened. They used to be huge, huge like movie theaters. And then at some point, late 90s, early 2000s, they said, we're using too much space on this. We're not making enough money on it. Because the sportsbook makes the least amount of money of anything in the casino.
Is that right?
That is correct, yeah. That is correct. They win, don't get me wrong, but the returns, the margins, the 10%, like, I can go in there and win that game. The slot machines, obviously the penny slots are like, the slot machines are where it's at. So then you work your way around the different games. But ultimately, this makes like the least amount of money in the casino. But it would take up so much space. So then they got cost effective in the late 90s, early 2000s. They shrunk the space and then they added more slot machines. And then they started to realize in Vegas, wait a minute, there's more than just square footage, you know, how much money we're making per square feet. People are coming to Vegas to watch sporting events.
Yeah.
They want to bet. They're coming out for March Madness. They're coming out for the Masters, the Super Bowl. So then the rise of the sportsbook is back. And now to see this here today, this is a beautiful facility. I can't wait to get in there later. But you also don't have to go up and deal with ticket writers anymore if you want to make it easy. You use the app, but you take advantage of the experience.
We were there last night. It's amazing. They have every game you could possibly imagine. As you said, it's so easy to just sit there and place your wagers. And they have the food, the drinks. You don't even need to leave where you're at. It's awesome.
Sign-up bonuses, too. That's the key. Anyone who's getting into this, take advantage of the sign-up bonuses. When I fly into a state I haven't been in before, fun fact, I'll sign up for every possible sign-up bonus, fire some action, and then, you know, you leave the state. But that's that's kind of like an advanced level class that we can talk about probably never.
Wow.
You leave the state.
There were a few of us. There are people around here.
To keep that to yourself.
ESPN Bet Live show, like when states started coming online, if you were living in Connecticut, you're crossing the border to Massachusetts, you're crossing the border to New York, you're signing up, you're grabbing all the bonuses. There are good ways to make money on those.
Mm. All right, let's go through some reckless speculation. So, Joe, what we do on our show is we just throw things out there. We acknowledge it's reckless speculation. We're not reporting anything. But there's a crumble of a little breadcrumb that you look at and say, maybe. You have a Larry David-like sound effect there. All right, so here we go. This is a version of this. Are we sure they won't be traded? Let's start with this guy. Are we 1,000% positive that Justin Jefferson, who wants a new contract, will not get traded as the Minnesota Vikings are dying to move up in the draft?
You can lead this one.
I am sure Justin Jefferson is not getting traded. because I think the Vikings can get the deal done and acquire the quarterback they want without giving up this weapon. I also think part of the reason we talk about Minnesota as being such a desirable spot for one of these rookie quarterbacks to land in is because of the personnel and the infrastructure that they have in place specifically on the offensive side of the ball. So why would you take away this new quarterback's best weapon in Justin Jefferson? I think it would be crazy for Minnesota to move on from him.
If you are even considering moving on from him, sell the franchise, move the franchise to a different sport, go play baseball. Maybe Minnesota will have the Twins and the Vikings playing baseball. You don't belong in the National Football League. You don't spend all this time drafting players, finding a gem, a future Hall of Famer in a guy like Jefferson, only so you can trade him because somehow it's going to make sense in your voodoo world of roster management. Draft great players and then pay great players. That's what you do. That's how you win championships. Don't overthink it. When you have a great player, you keep the great player.
You draft great players, you pay great players depending on the position they play. I'm not paying a wide receiver to make my quarterback better. So if they go up and they do not get a quarterback here, paying Justin Jefferson to help Sam Darnold is going to get you nowhere. That's why if you're Minnesota, you're going to have to give up the 2025 first rounder to get up in the draft. Even if it's just for J.J. McCarthy, you don't have a choice right now. Yeah. You have to go do that. All right, next one. Reckless speculation. Are we sure they won't get traded? Justin Herbert.
Schefter came on your show yesterday. He squashed that. I don't think we need to go very much further.
Not only did he squash it, he was watching the show, and we were talking about the line movement. And he was so frustrated by the reckless speculation that he felt compelled to call in the show and squash it.
When has he ever done that? Like, when has he ever gone out of his way to be like, I need to call some show, some TV show, some radio show, to let them know this is wrong?
Exactly.
I think that tells you what you need to know there.
And we know part of the reason why Jim Harbaugh felt that the Chargers was such a desirable location is because of Justin Herbert. I don't know if you know this story. Greeny came on with us months ago before Jim Harbaugh was ever really fully linked to the Chargers, or we knew that he was going to leave college football. And he shared with us that he ran into Harbaugh at a funeral. And Harbaugh was telling him how much he loved Justin Herbert at the funeral. So Greeny was the first one to come on our airwaves and say, I think Harbaugh's going to leave Michigan and he's going to go to the Chargers because he loves Justin Herbert. So if he's loved this guy for that long, that he would leave a national championship program that he built to go back to the NFL for this guy, I don't think he's going to move on from him.
That is a sports nerd version of Seinfeld right there. Two guys at a funeral discussing Justin Herbert.
And you know, they both were wearing pashminas, as a matter of fact. It was very interesting. All right, next one here, if Pat doesn't block my screen. Thank you. Davante Adams. Are we sure he won't get traded? Let me actually set this one up, because this one really comes from me, right, in terms of my reckless speculation. I keep thinking about the Raiders and how badly they seemingly want Jaden Daniels. And I'm like, well, how are they going to get him? 13 this year, and then the next two first-rounders may not get it done. But what if they can move up from 13 or maybe get an additional first-rounder this year, i.e. if Aaron Rodgers still runs the Jets and you trade him to the Jets for 10, or do the Bears, I don't think they would do this, trade him for 9. I'm just throwing that out there that you add an additional pick. So are we sure Davante Adams won't get traded?
No. I mean, you never know with the Raiders.
I agree on this one.
You never. So far, here's the thing with the Raiders. Let me know when you're ready to start being a big boy franchise, because at some point, it's going to come time after two decades where you're going to have to start thinking about actually competing and winning games and being a competent franchise. Coaches in and out, quarterbacks in and out, star players in and out. Like, at some point, if you've got good players, let's keep them, let's build around them, let's win some football games.
Yeah.
The Raiders haven't done a very good job of that the last two decades. If they move on from him, it wouldn't surprise me, though, given what we've seen from this organization the last two decades.
It wouldn't surprise me, but I wouldn't do it.
No.
For everything we said about the Vikings, same thing. If you're going to go draft a quarterback, why would you take away a veteran presence, a weapon that he would have? Plus, not that it's necessary, but I think so much about Antonio Pierce coming into that organization and the way Davante Adams and Max Crosby and these veteran players responded to him and how critical they're going to be in his first full season to be that transition piece, that bridge between his messaging and the players. You need to have those guys in your locker room.
How many good players do the Raiders have right now? Four? Three? Why would you get rid of one of them? Like, they don't really have
exactly
many good
why you
players.
Would get rid of him.
Get rid of, just get rid of all, get him, Max Crosby, get rid of him.
No,
and
I'm not saying get rid of everyone, but if you're saying they don't have enough great players and they don't have a quarterback, having a 31-year-old wide receiver paying them a ton of money doesn't actually help with anything.
Fair. That's
all right, last one, and this may be the most logical quickly here, guys. Are we sure they won't be traded? Reckless speculation. Brandon Ayuk, Niners. Niners are saying they won't trade him.
Got to trade him. What I don't. This is the unintended consequence of being so good at drafting and acquiring talent. You just can't pay all of it.
Right.
I don't know how the Niners are going to afford him. And the problem for them is this is a very deep wide receiver class. You would want this year to be a very thin wide receiver class so that he would carry more value on the open market.
Yeah, he's the one of all the names you mentioned, Evan, that I could absolutely see being moved today.
He can't be happy seeing the Amon-Ra St. Brown deal yesterday. Or he should be happy, but Amon-Ra St. Brown came in 1 year after Ayuk did. $30 million a year. Like
4 for 120, $77 million guaranteed. Oof. Per Adam Schefter. 28 Buffalo for Ayuk. Both teams.
I don't know if they have the salary cap space. I like it. I think that makes plenty of sense, but I don't know if they have the cap space to make that work. It's going to be an expensive proposition.
All right, we are on Sportsmanlike Broadcasting live from ESPN Bet here in Detroit. Thanks to ESPN Bet, and also thanks to the great people at True Green. I love a beautiful lawn. Hate doing lawn care. Trust me, I'm not the guy you want doing your lawn care. That's why I use True Green. My wife and I have had True Green at our home for the last couple of years. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. We all know those are some nice greens. So just imagine what they could do to your lawn. You're inviting the Fortenbaughs over, Smalls and her family coming over. You want to impress them, right? You want to have that nice lawn out there and have everybody looking good? Bring True Green to the house. Let them take care of your lawn. All you have to do is water and mow. And to top it off, when you sign up for an annual plan by April 30th, get one application free. Visit truegreen.com for the best lawn at the best price guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio. Evan Canty and Michelle are unsportsmanlike. Mel Kiper player profile.
Think about how much it meant to Jaden Daniels to go back to LSU for that second year after transferring from Arizona State. Would have been a fourth round pick in the 2023 draft. Now he's way up there. You're talking about a guy elite of the elite all year. Put it all together. Of all the quarterbacks, he was the best from start to finish. What I love about Jaden, put on weight, went from 175 at Arizona State to 210 now. The thing is, he balances being aggressive with his legs and his arm without turning the ball over via fumble or interception. 67% on passes thrown 20 plus yards down the field, best by any quarterback at the FBS level the last 20 years. He was phenomenal. He can do it all.
Mel Kiper breakdowns all day, all night. That's when you know it is draft day. We are on Sportsmanlike presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. Help you get your bundle for your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE as we are broadcasting live today. ESPN Bet here in Detroit. Joe Fortenbaugh, Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen with you on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. Canty with us in the 9 a.m. Eastern hour with your co-host, Chris Carlin's coming.
Chris Carlin, they got a big show tonight. They got the big draft show, spectacular. I can't believe you got them both awake and moving that far in advance of that show to come join you guys today.
But it's draft day, so they woke up excited. We've been talking about this for months, and today has finally arrived.
Given the shape Canty keeps himself, not surprising. The other one, though, to have him up and then also active in the evening.
Really?
It's a lot there. It's a lot. You ever see a bear come out of hibernation? He's not doing a whole lot of hunting right away.
Well, you're so kind and so sweet to Carlin. I mean, really, how can he not love you as his co-host?
Well, he and I are going to figure some things out. We got to get our action situated. That's the thing. We didn't see each other yesterday. We're pretty aligned on where we are. All jokes aside, we got a lot to figure out between now and then. We got some basketball tonight we got to get involved in, too.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Very busy. This is cutting into my work, believe it or not.
Well, thanks for the time.
We're bothering you right now? What normally would you be doing?
Well, I mean, between this and TV and everything else, it's really getting in the way of my gambling. So, and you put me in the middle of a casino. What do you?
The good news for you is you're steps away from ESPN Bet, the sports book.
So dangerous.
It's right there for the taking as soon as you're off the air.
Who thought this was a good idea? Hey, Formball, we'd like to send you to casino to work. Well, define work, please.
So. How much do you normally bet? I don't mean money. I'm saying how many games a night are you betting?
Well, it depends, right? Like last night there were 1.5. The answer to that question depends a lot on the live betting. Because live betting, you could sit there, it could be one game, but could end up being 13, 14 bets, depending on how it's moving and whether or not you see opportunity. So last night was very little just because traveling in. So there was some pre-flop stuff. Miami winner, Pelicans loser. So that was that for last night. Most.
You bet on the Heat to win last night.
I did. Plus four, not to win. The 14.5 was an insane number, at least in my opinion. Considering, you know, my logic was that the Heat hadn't shot very well the first game, so you're going to see a little regression there. Same thing with the Celtics. They had shot very well, so they would come back to earth. And then ultimately, you know, the back door's open. Covering 14.5, you pull the starters, anything can happen there.
Right.
I didn't see them winning the game outright, let's be clear.
23 threes for Miami last night in their awesome win against the Boston Celtics. All right, let's do a little round of the confidence meter here. Which QB you have the most confidence in an immediate success in this draft, and then 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
So we're talking about the quarterback that's going to walk in and have immediate success. And I think that one thing that I have done literally since the draft order was officially set is constantly remind people of one thing that is abnormal about this year's draft, and that is the team that is picking number one is not picking with their pick, which would indicate that they are a lot better, ninth overall, the Chicago Bears, than actually their worst team in the league. So when you're thinking about the immediate success, Caleb Williams could just be fine. And they could still win 8 or 9 games this year if you just look at it based on last year winning 7 games, because they're picking with Carolina's pick, not their own. Which QB situation do you look at and say immediate success?
Right there. Win total's 8.5. I've bet it over. I like them to go to the playoffs next year. Because the focal point is on the quarterback position, but that defense is legit. They are a good football team, and their schedule is a joke this year. That's the one thing people haven't realized. You nodded when I said defense because you know that.
Yeah.
You know they closed very strong last year.
Big time.
Look at the schedule. They're not playing anybody this year. It is set up for them to have a great year. Williams is a good talent. They have done a nice job building around him. It's an obvious one because it's number one in everything you just said. I think he's set up for a lot of success in year one.
That's my pick, too. I don't want to overthink this one. Not only have we been talking about Caleb Williams for 2 years now as a guy who could be in the Peyton Manning, Trevor Lawrence, Andrew Luck type generational talent conversation that we've had, we've seen the way that he can improvise. I just think that he's going to translate well to the NFL, but specifically the situation that he's going in. They were 7-10 last year. Once Montez Sweat came over, that defense was so impressive. And now you add Keenan Allen to DJ Moore. You're going to add Caleb Williams to the mix. Oh, and by the way, they're picking at 9 if they don't move up earlier, likely going to get him another weapon. I just think not only his talent, but all of the things around him, he's in a good spot. And I would pick Caleb Williams to be the guy to have immediate success.
All right, next 3 to 5 years then.
The Minnesota quarterback, if Minnesota gets one. That team is good coaching. Justin Jefferson's there. There's a lot to like about whoever ends up in Minnesota.
Can we just pause for 1 second on the good coaching? I agree on Kevin O'Connell. Too much has been made of Josh McCown. I'm not saying he can't be. Josh McCown was in Carolina last year with the quarterback who looked terrible in Carolina.
Correct.
So can we just wait on Josh McCown? We've all assumed he can coach because he was a smart quarterback when he played. But I don't like that he's
There was a lot else happening in Carolina.
I get it.
I don't think you can just say – I just don't think you can point to one thing with Bryce Young and coaching and say that that was the problem.
Sometimes a fan needs a drink thrown in their face. I think I'll be the one that says that.
Jeez. If you're the fan. Next 3 to 5 years, Smalls?
Is it wrong if I pick Caleb Williams again?
No,
it's not.
I think not only is he going to have immediate success, but I think the Bears are going to keep building. I do think whoever goes to that NFC North is going to be so juicy right. over the next 3 years. The Lions are here, and it feels like they're here to stay. Dan Campbell has built an identity on this team, and it feels like they're going to be here for a while. Jordan Love and the Packers, I thought, should have gone to the Super Bowl last year. They're not going anywhere. We just outlined everything Caleb Williams is walking into with the Bears. And the Vikings have the infrastructure in place to have a rookie quarterback step in and have a lot of weapons and potentially have success, too. That's going to be the best division in football, I think, for the next 3 to 5 years.
I agree. It's going to be the most fun. There's going to be so much fun with those matchups because you've got dome teams, you've got outdoor teams. There's a great mix of everything. I want to make a case for Jaden Daniels. I think the Commanders are going to completely screw him up.
Why?
I think everything that you've seen over the last few months, it's an organization that, once again, has not figured things out. Number one, what happened with the coaching hire there? Like, what happened? Like, there was a guy they wanted, and then all of a sudden at the last second, that guy kind of pulls out, and then you end up with Dan Quinn.
You're talking about Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator
for
the Lions.
Like everything about that, there was something there that just, it didn't look well run. Okay, I'm going to let you go with that. I'm going to understand that sometimes things happen. We all have to move forward. What's the deal last week with bringing all the quarterbacks in on the same day to meet with them?
To throw them in an untenable situation, see how they react.
So that's how we're going to challenge them. We're not going to watch the tape to see how an LSU quarterback played against Alabama. I want to see how you respond.
Are you really going to make the leap that you think Washington – if you want to say Washington's going to be a mess, that's fine. You have decades now of evidence. But because of the Topgolf thing –
Well, also, it's new ownership. It's,
well, again,
the page.
The coaching thing was a bit, like, look at the Chargers. Chargers identified a coach. They went out. They got the job done throughout
Agreed.
The process. They handled their
Agreed.
Business, right? The Washington, it was a little messy. Okay, that's just, it's a new owner. I can understand. We'll let that slide. Then it comes to interviewing quarterbacks. And again, it's a little messy. If Daniels is your guy, and by all accounts, it looks like it is, why didn't you bring him in and treat him like the face of the franchise? Look at what the Bears are doing with Williams. They bring him in. They send him to dinner with all their team leaders, not with the organization. They send him with the team leaders. Washington brings this guy in for a little bit of face. Like, they just don't seem like they get it right now. They seem messy.
Pat, you know what I've just discovered? Fortinbaugh would love draft day. Because the whole thing that everyone thinks is ridiculous with the movie about the birthday party for Bo Callahan and guys not going to his birthday party, he just proved he actually would love the meeting by really doubling and tripling down on this big Topgolf thing because he went to, like, wow, Justin Craig, our boss, bought all the radio hosts together. We had to do radio shows together. Let's see who wins at the end. You know, wins all of us. Who cares, right? Like, you're buying into stuff. I get what you're saying, but, like, the idea of Dan Quinn, I agree with. I thought that Washington was going to do something that we had never seen before. They get, because Bob Myers is there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. I literally even said to Smalls and Canty, I'm like, I wonder if they're going to call Andrew Luck. I was being dead serious.
You thought it was going to be a curveball.
I thought it was Brad Stevens to the Celtics.
Okay.
Where it's like, where did that just come from? They hired Dan Quinn. So that part I agree with. But the Topgolf part, really, Joe?
It's not Topgolf. Stop looking at it as Topgolf. Look at it as
the
organization getting together saying, this is the best way we should go about this process. Let's bring them all in at the same time. Why? Because you thought maybe you would learn something there. We overthink all of this. Watch the tape. Sit down and get to know the guy. Talk to him about football and the people who are around him. That's it. You don't need to have a Topgolf outing to make the decision on who the quarterback of the future is. You're outthinking the room. That's galaxy brain stuff.
I will agree with you on this. The Bears have given off the vibe that what we've seen for two decades is not the same franchise anymore.
They look like they have a plan. That's
Absolutely
important.
Right.
It looks like they have a plan.
And they've executed well.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, we've got Fortinbaugh's best bet, courtesy of ESPN. ESPN bet, excuse me, his favorite props for tonight. He gave us one of them already on Brock Bowers, if I could speak. We will get more coming up. We're on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance, live from ESPN Bet in Detroit.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are broadcasting live today from ESPN Bet in Detroit, the official sportsbook of ESPN, the only place to find offers from your favorite shows and personalities like Stephen A. Smith. What a play. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Joe Fortenbaugh, Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen here. Chris Canty, who is going to join us in just a little bit. We see him from a distance there. But Fortenbaugh, you have some props for tonight.
I do. I also have some basketball. I want to make sure the people get their basketball as well. Where would you like to begin?
I'd like to begin with potatoes because we haven't actually closed that loop, and I think we need to on the props and the rankings for potatoes.
Let's go for it.
So we just you and I both agree that baked potato is not a top five potato.
Oh, no, I love baked potato.
I thought you said it wasn't a top five.
I literally pitched the best loaded baked potato in the country.
My apologies.
Did I not? Francisco, he did.
You listen to your own show? Because you accuse me of not listening to your show. Do you listen to your own show?
No, I said I don't listen when you speak. You don't listen when we speak.
No, I very specifically said only when you're talking.
All right, so I've been overruled. Baked potatoes are top five.
Potatoes, fantastic. How is it not top five? What are the other five potatoes that beat baked potatoes?
That's right.
Mashed potatoes?
No. Baked potatoes crushes mashed potatoes.
Okay, even if I want to give you those two, you got three more?
I have to look up types of potatoes. How about hash browns, home fries?
Hash browns I'd put in the top five. French fries, hash browns, baked potatoes.
Now we're just deep frying potatoes four different ways, and we're putting them in the top five. Like, okay.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's not really. It's all kind of the same.
Isn't gnocchi a potato?
Yes, it is.
Very
a version
good.
Of a potato.
That actually, that's very clever on your behalf.
Thank you very much.
Just went up a notch in my book.
All right. I'm good. I can walk off.
You at notch
available.
One.
Oh,
I do.
French fries, gnocchi, baked potato, hash browns. What's your fifth?
I said mashed potato over baked potato.
Mashed potatoes are lame, so no.
They're not lame. They're
You're
so
overruled.
Much better. So much better. Whatever. We just gave you five.
Lame.
All right. give us
sorry
a prop
to the mashed
bets.
Potatoes community. Mashed potatoes are lame.
All right. So start
with the draft.
A lot of the action that was really good over the last week or two, it's moved. People have betted. It's gotten to a point where it's out of play. So, like, Jaden Daniels, number two overall. We had talked about that for a while. He's minus 1,000. You can't play that. There's two that I like that at one point were 14-1, and they're not even close to that anymore. They both center around Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle out of the University of Texas. At one point, he was 14-1 to be the first defensive player taken. That doesn't exist anymore. He's more like 3-1. There's good reason for that. Atlanta could be interested at 8, Bears at 9. Bears to take
Byron. He's going to go before Dallas Turner? Based on the odds?
Turner was just sitting
there
as the
edge rusher from Bama.
Yeah. All the way up until the last couple weeks, and then word started to leak out. It's not that Turner isn't great. It's just about fit and what teams could be looking for. Raheem Morris had Aaron Donald in L.A. Murphy's the type of guy that plays that position. Not saying he's the next Aaron Donald, but right. That could be there. And the Bears also very interested. I could see him being the first defensive player. I could also see him going to the Bears. So those are two. Brock Bowers, we talked about, over 11.5. I don't think he's going to the Jets. So outside of that, it creates an opportunity where I don't know who else is going to get involved. Could blow up in my face. Drake Maye's minus 275 right now to go third overall. I think that's worth a bet. It might sound crazy at minus 275, but that's what we said about Caleb Williams when he was minus 1,000. He's now minus 20,000 to go first overall. We said that about Jaden Daniels at minus 250. I don't know. It's pricey. Now he's minus 1,000 to go two overall.
Is there any J.J. McCarthy bet, Joe, that you like?
I had five I liked, and then I woke up this morning, and I've completely moved away from all of it.
Wow, wow.
I had him in the top five just all the way up to this. I was just supply and demand. Someone's going to trade the four or five. And for some reason, it was the first thought when I woke up this morning. It shows you how sick this mind is. Or beautiful, depending on how you look at things. I woke up and I thought to myself, the Will Levis thing last year, we were all just locked into it, and then it didn't happen. And I'm thinking here, sitting here thinking, you know, it could be Caleb Williams number one, we see that, Jaden Daniels number two, Drake May number three, Marvin Harrison number four, Chargers go O-line.
Yeah.
A very reasonable outcome, and yet it doesn't involve J.J. McCarthy, and everybody's pricing it that McCarthy's in the top five. So right now I'm leaning more to the camp that he slides a little bit.
Isn't it crazy? Because we all do it. No one is innocent of this. We all make assessments based on a current draft based on years past. Will Levis' draft status has literally nothing to do with J.J. McCarthy.
Correct.
But because we saw Will Levis slip, because we saw Brady Quinn in a green room, because we saw Matt Leinart not drafted by his offensive coordinator at USC, Norm Chow, when he was with the Titans and slipped to the Cardinals, we then make all of these things up. McCarthy, Michigan, connection. No, well, maybe he wouldn't go there. You've talked about panics with the offensive coordinator now with Seattle. We make these things up that are they're factual, but they are not connected to one another. And so you're right. The Will Levis thing absolutely should play in your mind, but it has no bearing on J.J. McCarthy whatsoever.
Here's where I'd push back a little bit.
Okay.
With Levis, the problem was that we created Levis to number four. It wasn't the NFL telling us that. Mm. No decision maker who's actually involved in this process was telling us that.
Yeah.
It was mock draft guys. It was radio people, TV people. No team was actually saying that. And then he slid, and every team was like, yeah, that's... It doesn't surprise us. It surprised you because you're not on the inside. That's what I'm thinking here. McCarthy, top five, all this time. Who's been saying it? It's
Harbaugh.
All media, right?
Harbaugh,
his coach at Michigan.
Now, I know, but that's where this is so hard. I think J.J. McCarthy is the most difficult player to figure out tonight as to what number he goes and to what team. Because you're right about what you're saying, and you ask the question, who's the football person actually putting this out there? Well, it's a pretty significant football person.
With a significant bias.
Exactly right. Exactly. But not to his own team, no less.
I just that's what's so tricky for. I don't want to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. And that's what I if he starts sliding, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to go, oh, we could have seen this coming.
What would constitute a slide for you? Anything past five?
Anything past five, right? Like the top four, because that's all we've been told. It's going to be quarterback, and then someone's trading to four with Arizona or five with the Chargers.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call that like, wow, he really slid on draft day. That just for me from the betting perspective is he's sliding outside of the range that the books have priced him at. He's either in the top five or he's out. That's how I'm viewing it right now because I'm just looking at the pricing. You want a long shot Seattle to take a quarterback with their first pick 11-1.
I love it.
That's I want to find.
I love that one. I think you got to take one of these teams that would be a long shot QB.
Have some fun with some of the picks. Yeah. Have some fun. If, in fact, the Giants have been trying to bamboozle everyone, Marvin Harrison 9-1 to go sixth overall. In a world where someone trades up to four to take a quarterback there with Arizona's pick, and then the Chargers at five draft Joe Alt, let's say. Mm-hmm. At six, Marvin Harrison sitting there for the Giants. It's 9-1. That's another one I'd dance with.
Ooh, him slipping to six seems unlikely, but way you just see Harbaugh.
Look at the permutations, though.
Right, Harbaugh doesn't AJ care McCarthy. What anyone else thinks. That's the thing. Harbaugh is just like, I'm going to take exactly what I want.
Sure.
I don't care what the mock drafts say or anything like that. That's how you would get to that point.
Jamal Murray, over 23.5 points tonight. He's shooting 37% in this series. He's putting up a ton of shots. He's getting close. One night he's going to get hot. He's going to drop a 40-burger at least. He's over 23.5 tonight against the Lakers. On the way out the door, slide another one
in. Look at that.
Yeah. Are you on today at noon?
You're welcome.
Or no?
No.
4 o'clock, ESPN2. You will see Fortenbaugh and back with us tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. We're on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.